comedy institution. No, not Johnny Carson, but one just as big. The one and only Don Rickles. Don, what do you think of Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson?
Yes.
Oh, Johnny Carson has talent. You know, it just doesn't come out across the screen.
How about Joey Bishop?
Joey Bishop is my very dear friend, and I've been with Joey many, many times. And Joey has one problem. The program is done in English. And Joey has a problem of making it flow. Joey, his tongue gets hung up in his throat sometimes. You know, like, hey, It's like a bad bus going on a frisk. My back hurts from carrying these people. Johnny Carson said to me only the other day, I gave him hot farina and he went back in his little crib.
Johnny Carson, though, has been on television, I guess, as long as anybody with a regular show. Really? He's been on there forever.
I mean, how are you going to say to a man like this, you're not on anymore? The body could disintegrate right in front of you. The man's head is wrong, definitely a wrong head. The head was put on an angle, and it ruined him.
I noticed you were booked in the Golden Nugget here in Las Vegas at the same time the National Finals Rodeo was in town. Are you a big rodeo fan?
You know, you're so annoying. I don't understand you. I'm sitting here like a moron, like I'm going to discuss rodeos with you. Want to go outside and look at a cowboy sweatband? I mean, what am I going to do with rodeos? We'll put a bell on your nose. I'll ride you around for a half hour. Notice I said on your nose. But, I mean, rodeos never interested me. You know, here he is coming out of shoot number two, Harvey Dickman. And Harvey Dickman comes out, and first thing you know, he's on top of a bus going to Encino.
Well, anyways, you know, Don, I also do stand-up comedy. I've been a comedian for some time.
That's your opinion, and you're annoying me.
Well, what I was going to mention was that I used to do, and still do, a lot of opening acts for music groups. Now, I know that you progressed past that, but years ago, did you work with such groups like I did, like the Turtles, Electric Prunes? Have you ever done anything with the Electric Prunes?
I think prunes are good, but if they're electric, you could mess up a great deal of things. prunes are rough on you, but when you got some wires in you and you got them working on electronic process, you could destroy yourself. You could pass away just eating prunes. So the Electric Prunes are a fantastic act. You know, I myself go for the pits. But I don't know what this is all about. What are you bugging me with the Electric Prunes? Let them get a day job someplace at a fruit festival. What do I know? Peel an orange if that relaxes you. Hum on an old lemon. All of a sudden it became a fruit show. I'm talking here about people. She's asking me about Electric Prunes.
Talking with Don Rickles. Don, now you've not had a great record as far as TV ratings go.
Did you ever see a Jewish kid punch you right in the mouth? The reason for that is we were a flop. That was the reason.
What do you really think about the Nielsens?
Well, the Nielsens, it's a great system, really, because they have somebody in a hot bath sitting there with electrodes on his head telling him, try to move your eyes, you're going to be a judge of what's a funny show. Now, when they break up at the Beverly Hillbillies, which is on 6 years, with a guy in a wagon and a bell tied to the back of his leg, and some old woman in Kansas goes, Harvey, I love it, I love it. You know we're in trouble. Now, anybody that watches television and laughs is not included in the Nielsens. They find somebody with a dread disease that has about an hour to go, some old leper in a village, and they let them judge. So whoever Mr. Nielsen is, I want to wish him a little baby pimple on the middle of his lip. And I hope his wife kisses him and he gets sucked under.
You know, all the comics, we always talk about dying on stage. And I just wonder, Don, have you ever thought about dying in real life?
Dying? I figure when I go, I'll have about 40 cars at Riverside Chapel in New York with a motorcycle escort. I do plan to have my uncle to show up in his bathrobe. He dresses for nothing. I plan to have my aunt throw herself on the casket because my father owed her money. I do think my wife probably will be there and not know what the event is. That's the kind of wife I got. She'll probably look up and say, did he die?
I think in death we can make humor in death. You know, if you die, it would strike me funny. I figure when I die, I want to be hit quick. You know, why hang around and have the eyes dance a little bit and have the family lean over trying to pick up where you kept the money? You know what I mean? It's murder when they all lean over the bed. Where's the money? You know, and they're cutting off the oxygen pump. So I just want to go have the shoes turn up and have a guy go, "That's it, Harry." You know, put me on a dump truck and take me out to the park.
Don Rickles.